The F stands for frequency. The I is intensity. The first T, there's two T's, is time. And the second T is type of exercise.
Okay, well, let's break it down. Let's do each component there. What do you mean under the F?
Well, frequency, a lot of times people don't know how many times a week they should do a particular exercise, how frequently. So it depends on the type of exercise. If it's a cardiovascular exercise, where aerobic, some people would think of that as an aerobic exercise, you would want to do that anywhere from 3 to 5 times a week. Strength training would be 2 to 3 times a week. Flexibility and balance exercise, you would want to do that. You know, you could do it daily, but at least 2 or 3 times a week.
And we move on to the I, or the intensity of it. Tell me about that a little bit.
Same thing. How hard should somebody exercise? If you're going to be walking or bicycling, how strong should you go with that? You typically will monitor that through your heart rate. You can have a target. Everyone has a target heart rate that's taken 220 minus your age. Then you multiply that by a percentage. Percentage would be anywhere from 50 to 85%. If you're a sedentary person, you would maybe want to start at 50% of your target heart rate. If you are elite athlete, they typically will go at 85% of their target heart rate. So that's just a way to monitor it. They are selling now lots of wrist monitors that will monitor your heart rate so that you can keep track of that. Just a general rule, you want to be able to talk when you are exercising. If it's too intense, you're not going to want to do it. It's going to decrease your motivation for that.
I have to ask you this, in terms of these kinds of formulas, this kind of information, I mean, for many people that want to get active, let's say, they don't know this. This is where someone like you comes into play, doesn't
right.
it? Tell me
right.
about your involvement with the process. How do you work with people?
Well, typically in physical therapy, most people will have a prescription to come in and get some treatment. Typically, they're in the pain stage of what an injury. But if you have general questions, we do have injury screenings. Well, we will sit there and talk with you for 15 minutes. It's free of charge, and we just term that an injury screening. If you have particular questions, we're more than happy to help guide you with your exercises.
We're getting an update on things going on with active physical therapy. We'll give you information on how you can get a hold of them if you have questions in just a moment. But Sarah, we're touching on the FIT formula, and we had some of the discussion of what makes up the F and some of the I, but you have a little bit with the intensity, and then we'll get into the last bits of the FIT formula. Tell me about the intensity of working out.
Well, with a strength training, for the intensity, you would want to hit muscle fatigue when you're lifting those weights or doing the machines, and you could fatigue at 8 to 10 repetitions or fatigue at 15 to 20 repetitions, depending on if you're working for strength or if you're working for endurance. So that's some things to consider, but make sure that you hit muscle fatigue and no joint pain. You do not want joint pain.
Now, the FIT formula also has 2 T's, not 1. And let's talk about the first T. What is it about?
The first T is time. How long should you do something? Cardiovascular, you would want to do that 20 to 60 minutes at a time. Some research is showing 10-minute bouts is very beneficial for your cardiac. But you definitely, if you want to burn some fat, you want to go for longer periods than the 10-minute bouts. For strength training, you know, you're looking at maybe 20 to 30 minutes at a time, you know, 2 or 3 times a week for strength training. Again, flexibility can be just some general stretching.
The FIT formula is what we're talking about. It's got one more T. What's that mean?
And that's the type. You know, you want to do an exercise that you're going to do and that you enjoy. Cardiovascular, you could do, you know, walking or bicycling or running. Now, winter's coming up. How about cross-country skiing or snowshoeing? But again, it needs to be an exercise that you would enjoy. The type for strength training could be machines at a gym or at your home, free weights. Just using your body weight, often you can do enough strength training.
It just seems like there's a lot there to consider, a lot to think about with these steps of this formula. That's really where you come in at Active Physical Therapy. Not only are you there to lead them through it, but you also want to make sure people know that if they need physical therapy, they have a choice and they can choose you.
Exactly. They do have a choice. You can go to physical therapy wherever you want. And that's why we're trying to get the word out there. We're here to help you. We have two locations in Marquette. We have one in Negaunee in the YMCA. And then we are located also in Ishpeming behind McDonald's in the Country Village.
And I know that you also are online and you can be found that way, which is stayactiveup.com.
Yes.
Well, we appreciate your time this morning. There's a lot of information here with the FIT formula. So if people have questions, they can contact you at Active Physical Therapy. And certainly if they are prescribed or recommended for physical therapy, to give you a call.
Absolutely.